Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short.
Okay, you guys, welcome to the Thursday edition to Daytime After Dark. Welcome to, I should say, welcome to Daytime After Dark, quarantine from my place. Now I have nowhere else to go but let's be the future, and I'm getting a little restless, you guys. So, but I get my one of my favorite sexy guys. Ken Dawson is on the line tonight, and you know I'm from another world, I mean, other world tunes, and then in the hospital, and everything else he's been. I'm sorry, he's just adorable, handsome, sexy, and I'm going to put him on before I get myself in more trouble.
Hi,
Trey.
Am I doing this right?
Yes, no, I'm serious. I'm sorry, you have always been one of the hottest guys in daytime, in my opinion. And, okay, I'm quarantined. Okay,
yeah.
I can go anywhere. Seattle has been locked down since, I haven't left my apartment since March 20th. So, yeah, I'm a little too crazy. So if I didn't have these interviews, I don't know what I would be doing because I'm kind of going out of my head right now, and
yeah.
it's not a good place for colleague to be because it's just, you know, I mean, how are you doing with it? I mean, you have kids. You have kids
yeah.
at home. How are you doing with this whole thing?
Well, it's relative, right? I do have kids, and they're very young. They're 3 and 5, and that's a handful. But then I talk to parents of older children, and I think they have it easy, but they have to do the homeschooling. I was actually just talking to Harry Peck right before this interview. I was texting her, and I was like, are you doing QVC and homeschooling? And she was like, yep, and it is crazy. So there's no grass is greener on the other side. It's challenging, but it's all – you know, other people got it a lot worse, in my opinion. So we're doing okay. We're doing okay.
True, but, you know, I mean, having the kids already at home, and then you tell your kids, oh, by the way, you have to do your schoolwork, too, even when you're stuck in the house. I think you and I were lucky that we missed this whole thing when we were kids. Because I would have hated my mom saying, okay, you have to do your schoolwork before you can watch your soaps today. Okay, that would have been, you know, punishment enough. And my nieces and nephew, I mean, Seattle is done for the year. I don't know about California. Are you guys done for the year, too?
Wait. I'm sorry, What?
Where are you? Are you in California now? Or?
No, I'm in New York. I'm in New York.
Is New York done for the year? Are you guys, did they finally make the announcement that you got, I mean, that the kids won't be going back to school this year? Or have they made that call yet?
I don't know if they specifically made that call, but we're like the epicenter of the initial outbreak.
Yes,
and so
exactly.
I can't see
it's
us
in
going
New York.
Back. Yeah, so I don't see us going back anytime soon. You know, we can just hope that we'll get there for the fall. Yeah, my son's supposed to start kindergarten in the fall, so I hope he can go.
And how did you explain this to the little kid? Because they do not understand it. I mean, my little niece is so cute. She goes, okay, now even though I have schoolwork, I can come spend the night, right? And I go, no, sweetheart, you can't because everyone's quarantined.
You're right, because they've asked a lot of the normal places, like, why can't we go to the library and to the muffin shop? And we're just like, look, there's this virus, and it just makes people sick. We actually have a colleague that's a friend who's quarantined, and he suffered a terrible loss from the COVID last week. So he is quarantined because he was near that person. And so we've been going and dropping off food and water outside his house every day. And they were like, why can't you come out? And I was like, well, he's got the virus, and he'll be fine in a little while. So we don't talk about the death part. We just talk about getting sick.
Because my niece asked me that, and I kind of glossed over that. And I'm like, you know, and they go, did you have this when you were growing up? I'm like, no. This is, no one had this before. And, you know, Seattle got hit really hard in January, and then California got hit, and now New York. And, you know, we've given you guys some ventilators. We are not selfish, unlike the whole administration is. You guys are going to give Washington's ventilators. So, I mean, is this a crazy time? And so there are rumors that you will be doing some At the Ratoon thing tomorrow.
Yeah, I just came through. Alan Locker, who worked in like press and PR for World Turns, and I think Guiding Light as well, he reached out and said, listen, I want to get you guys together to do, I guess he did something last week, and he wants to do something with us tomorrow with me and Terry and Colleen and Ellen. So it should be a lot of fun. And those are the three people I've probably stayed in touch with most outside of Michael Park. I would say those three are the ones I've been in most in touch with since the show ended. So it's going to be great to see them. It's great to see them. I hope we get, I don't know if we're Zooming. I don't know what we're doing. I hope we get to see each other. So we'll see.
So where can we find you guys tomorrow and everything? Do you know how people are you guys doing this? So
yeah, I think it's a live YouTube thing. And what I'll do, Carly, is I'll send you the link that I got.
I can let all of you know. And you know, tell everyone, you know who you have. You know, tomorrow, just tell them to come on my show. Tell them if anyone's bored. I don't mind doing interviews. I don't care if they have been off soaps for 10 years. I really don't care because interviews are the only way I'm going to survive this. And, And, you know, I had a dream, actually, about you and at the Ratoon Zug, and I don't know why I was dreaming this, but I was dreaming it came back as a movie. I had a dream you came back as a movie, and you kind of broke up Katie and Brad's relationship because you wanted to finally, after all this time, this was like my favorite scenario. And I woke up and I'm like, what? I go, okay, now I'm dreaming about a soap that is 10 years old. Okay. I can live with that. Really, I can. And so maybe my, you know, my little dream is trying to tell the universe that maybe you guys should do a movie.
I love it. I think it's a fantastic idea. Sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong, because I love Brad, and I know Austin played Brad till the end, and he knows how much I love him, so hopefully he's not listening to the show, or my credibility is going to go out the window. But
I think he'll be fine. I think you'll be fine.
I think you and Katie, you guys missed the boat on being together. I thought you guys brought something out in each other, good and bad, and I just thought, why couldn't we just, you know, end up together? And, well, obviously you couldn't, because I wasn't writing the soap, because no one would let me write soaps back then, because I, you know, but if I was writing the ending, you work out the ending I would have wanted all along, so I'm sorry I couldn't give you the, you know, ending in my head.
That's okay.
It would have been so much better in my head what actually happened on screen, but if it was up to me, the return would still be on the air. You know, I mean, believe me, when it went off the air, I even, you know, went to Paul Allen of the Seahawks. I wrote him this long letter about investing in the soaps. And he got back to me. He said, thank you for the letter, but it didn't go anywhere. And then I went to Bill Gates thinking he might be able to help me.
Mm.
It didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
And so, and Oprah had the sense to help the soap community. She had the sense. She had the soap. She had the money. It would not have broke her back at all, but she didn't do it, and I'm still mad at her over it. So I just think that you guys need to come back and, you know, a movie. And I'm thinking, my friend, Paul Gosselin, who does Misguided, is about guiding light. But I'm thinking of telling him, why don't you write a spinoff to add the routine and get people from there to do it? And so he will listen to me. I'm so pretty much, he kind of does anything I want at this point. But I just think you need to be back regularly on TV. Oh, you could go back on NCIS LA, because you were so good on there, and the fact that you were on SO with Chris O'Donnell, Ariel Cruze, kind of my dream come true, because I would just love, you know, love you going back there, because by now, if I send you, like, you can't go there because no one's allowed to travel. Well,
right.
Hollywood is shut down, too. So, you know, there goes my theory out the window. And, oh, did you play on your original screen, the original six will be presented in at the film festival in 2019-2020. Did you guys get to present that, or did they cancel that, or was that already happened?
Well, we're still waiting to hear from the vast majority of the festivals, and all of them are postponing. So I don't know that they're even going to notify us if we got accepted or not, because they can't do the festival, and they don't know when they could do the festival. Most of mine that I looked at, there were some in the South, but most of mine I was looking at were in the New York region for this round. You know, as you can imagine, everything's shut down. No one, you can't put an audience together. So I haven't done an update on the website of the six, just because I don't even know what to say. It's like I'm getting emails from the festival saying, we don't know what to do yet. We're still trying to figure this out. We're going to probably postpone. We don't know when. It's everyone's scrambling to try to adjust. So,
well, yeah, and is Miss Marvel on Amazon? Are you guys coming back for another season, or is that
I have no idea. They didn't tell me, but I have to say they used that scene from Maisel like everywhere, and like the teaser for Maisel, and then the trailer for Maisel. So I was like, you know, bring me back. I had a blast. I had a good time on that show, and he was a fun part. They wrote some great stuff for me, so I would love to. But you know, they shoot in Queens, Brooklyn. They're in the same boat. I don't know when they're going to start shooting again. I think I filmed that in like August, so they must be coming up close to filming again. And I don't know, you know, I haven't heard anything, but all production shut down. So,
every actor I've talked to is like, everybody's stuck at home, and it's just, you know, basically everyone's stuck, and I was just. You know, before, you know, I was, you know, reading, you know, see if you updated your little web page and you haven't. What if you need help with it? You know, I can help you. I can make it sound better than anything. And, you know, I could say on your website that you were like the top actor over on Exhibitions. Probably get you in trouble with a lot of people, probably, most likely. But, yeah. You know, I really don't care right now because I'm up for doing something crazy, but not to get both of us, like, in trouble for the rest of our lives. But I just think with Hollywood and Broadway all closed down and they're saying Broadway won't open up until June 7th.
Yeah, and I think that's very hopeful. I don't think that's going to happen. Being on the ground, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, exactly. So. And besides on my birthday is June 9th, but June 12th we are having my birthday show. And if you don't call in, I will be very heartbroken because you're one of my guys now. So pretty much, you know, you will be
making
trouble with me. And,
I have it on the calendar.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, because, you know, but just remember, you guys, we are going to get through this. Hopefully it won't end. I mean, it will end, like, sooner than later. But I always wanted to know, what was your favorite storyline on Exhibitions? What was your favorite part of it? Like, the whole time you were on?
Yeah, there was a lot. Someone showed me something a while back. I think it was like YouTube or something. Showed me a clip, and I had no memory of it. But I was in it. But there was storylines. I think the one you like. I think it's the Katie one because there wasn't any other relationship that I saw in daytime or really in most television like that, where they started off as friends and we were friends for 5 years before they put us together. And I just thought that was cool, you know, and it was unrequited love, you know, I finally fell for my best friend, but she loved someone else. And so I really think a lot of people related to that. I think that was my favorite because it was so unusual. I think, you know, some of the other things with love triangles and things like that were very fun, but not completely unusual. But I thought the Katie storyline was really good. I like the way they crafted that. So,
well, you know, and you know, I just think that as a whole, you know, you were always like the funny guy on there, and even though your father ended up being like the most evil father ever, if you ask me, I never understood why they did that to such a sweet guy. Because, you know, they mean you found the, like, one of the most evil villains, and you're so sweet. And I'm like, you know, that's not very nice to do to you. I mean, you know, and I cannot think of your father's name right now. But I thought it was evil at the time, and I was outraged. But then I thought, okay, give him some evil background. Then you could be a little evil for a while, and then you could go semi-crazy. That if Exhibitions would have never gone off the air, I would have made you go a little crazy to the end. Because, you know, after all, it was half of your DNA, so it just made you a little cuckoo. I think seeing you go bad would have been... really, really good. And I've been thinking, General Hospital needs to get you back on because I believe that, you know, the days over at the age wasn't over, in my opinion. And, you know, I know you got to be on them for a couple, you know, weeks, so days. So who on Zeno Hospital would you like to work with that you didn't get to work with?
Oh, gosh, I would be great to hook back up with Roger, just because I had one of the things about making Stenbeck my father was that it brought me into Roger's orbit, because now we were related. And before that, he and I didn't have a lot of chance to act together. We did some stuff, but not a whole bunch. But because of the Stenbeck storyline at the end of the run there, we got to work a lot more with each other, and I really enjoyed it. And so, you know, I always love to work with Mara, of course, and we had a blast. But in terms of people that I haven't worked with there, you know, a lot of them I don't know. I know they've been on the show for a long time, but I just don't know them personally. But Roger would be great. That would be great.
I could see you. You know, I could see you working with Steve Burton and Renee Spinard. And, you know, but you would have to be on their side because of the whole mob thing. And, you know, I could see you being a little computer guy. Oh, you know, you could be the next enforcer. That would be interesting, seeing you come in and you come in and doing that, just, you know, being bad.
Yeah,
you know?
I would love it. I mean, yeah, I think it would be great. It's so fun to play the bad guy. And remember, Henry started off that way. So it wasn't that far of a stretch, although he wasn't as murderous as Stenbeck was, but he wasn't, let's just say he was a very selfish guy when he started on World Turns, but he changed. And I think it was because of Katie he changed, which is another reason why I like that storyline. That'd be fun. I'd love to work with Steve again. I got to work with Steve when he came back on, when he returned to the show, and he was a really good egg. I liked working with him a lot. And I was out there just a bit, but every time I worked, I was out there, Michelle Stafford?
Yes.
Was a sweetheart to me, absolute sweetheart to me. And so I'd love to work with her. She's wonderful. But we don't know each other that well. She's just always very nice when I come into her to work. So,
I think you and Laura would be great, you know, working together again.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, well, Laura's one of my favorite actresses, and when she went to ZH, it was almost like she should have been there the whole time, even though she was great on Guiding Light. I don't want to get emails from people that are not saying Guiding Light wasn't good. I'm just saying, when she brought the role of Colleen, she brought it. She owns it, and I don't care what anyone else says. But yeah, I better love the boys on. Oh, I'm never going to hear the end of it. But I think it's my radio show, so I could do what I want. But then again, I would get in trouble. And from the boys, obviously, they want to talk to you, and I shouldn't be that selfish. I mean, I could be that selfish, but I won't be that selfish today. Maybe. Well, okay, I will bring on Bobby because Bobby's been on excellent behavior lately and not cutting me off when we talk. So, yes.
Thank you very much, Carly, for pointing that out. How are you doing tonight, Trent?
I'm good, Holly. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Like you said a minute ago, it would be great to work with Marla again because you worked together on As the World Turns back in the day, but I think also Lynn Hardy was on there for a brief time because she came for a brief time because I think Lynn was on there for a brief time.
Okay.
I don't remember if she was or not.
Wait, which Lynn?
Lynn Hardy, who is Lucy on General Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you... Okay, I think I know.
Because I do remember Marie Wilson and Julie Penson, both former day stars, being on As the World Turns at the same time.
Yeah, I call her Lynn Herring, so that's why I was like, oh,
yeah,
because she played she played my mom on World Turns, and it was a blast, a lot of fun.
Because if they find you to come back, maybe there might be a plot where I don't know, your character kidnap Lucy or something like that, but
that'd be great.
I don't know, but that would be kind of interesting. Why would you want to kidnap your own mom?
I don't know. They left my character pretty open to possibilities. So Huxley,
yeah.
They left him pretty open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if you work with Marla, that it'll be great chemistry, and Ava doesn't put out a hit on you. I'm not an Ava fan. I'm not an Ava fan, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And hopefully, because you two seem to have known each other for years,
think of the fun we would have if Mara and I were enemies. We'd have, I mean, we did that a little bit when I came on the first time, but it would be so much. I mean, she's so good. It would be so much fun to go head to head with her, rather than just be buddy buddy on some plot. What if we were like after each other? That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And of course, if Terry ever decided to leave QVC and stop selling stuff at 3-4 in the morning and decided to get back into acting, it would be great to see her back on General Hospital. It would be great to see her on General Hospital or Days down the road.
Oh yeah, she misses it a lot.
Especially since her husband was on Days for a while. It would have been awesome, but. I don't think I want to get up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning to try to order products that she's selling on QVC because I know that would be like me going online to Amazon seeing that exact same product for half the price and maxing out my Amazon card.
That's when I feel like that's when people shop the most on QVC. They're tired, it's late, and suddenly something comes across and they're like, yes, that's what I want. But I'm not watching necessarily at like 9 a.m. I'm watching like at night. So I think she's in a good time slot. I think she's in a good time slot.
Right. Well, especially with the way they have the rules of seniors shopping early in the morning and stuff. I can understand why, but I don't think the gross Target or Walmart is open at 2-3 o'clock in the morning to cater to old folks like that. Unless they have essential oddball jobs or working the graveyard shift, and I don't think that is anything unless they're in the hospital or a cop trying to keep crime off the street during that time of the night.
Right.
But it was just really awesome, and I'm just and I know it was just it is a shame that the show had to end because there was a lot of good people that was on their Peyton list, not the Disney Channel actress, the other Peyton list that was on Mad Men for Black. I know that was kind of confusing because people thought that when Peyton list, the Disney Channel one was on, it was the same person, it was a totally different person and unrelated.
Right.
But,
right now, wouldn't this be a great time to have daytime, like it would have World Turns back because everyone's stuck at home. This is like a perfect time to re-enter. Unfortunately, we can't get together to shoot it, but this would be great. It would be a great time to do it.
Right. It would be great to get some of those – be great to get the soaps that have been off there because it would be great to get some of the Poor Charles cast on GH, maybe some of the As the World Turns and Guy and Light cast onto Young and the Restless, and maybe some of the – Passion stars over on Days and some of the One Life to Live and All My Children stars over on to General Hospital. It would be kind of neat if that were to happen.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how fun.
Because I think that would probably be the only way to save soaps on television, especially considering what we have been through with local coronavirus updates and the impeachment trial and other stuff that preempted the soaps to the late night hours or where people was forced to watch them online and stuff since Christmas. But
right.
But it'd been great to talk to you again. And if you see Terry again, tell her I said hello. And I don't know, like I said, if I'm going to be up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, actually want to get her a call and just buy a product in Dresden, because I don't have a credit card, and I don't think nobody wants to see a bill for a product that she advertised at that time in the morning and think I'm maxed out, because if I was married or if I borrowed my mom's credit card, she would ask why did I order something at 2 o'clock in the morning off of QVC.
Right.
But anyway, so I'll let you go, and I'll let David talk to you, and you take it easy, and have a good one.
You take it easy.
And
stay healthy. Yeah.
Okay, you too. All right.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Bobby, and I'm bringing Dr. David on with his limited questions tonight.
Hello, Carly. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
Anyway, I don't really have much question today, except are you being safe out there?
Is this for me?
Yes,
it's for you.
Yes, okay. I don't know. You started talking to Carly. Yes, we're being very, very safe, and we're lucky that we have some land that the kids can play on, that I can play on, and we can get outside without. I really feel for my friends and colleagues that are in New York City that. Kind of trapped in
their apartment. Oh my God, New York City, that's a horror story right there.
Yeah,
Same for Los Angeles too.
Yeah. So we have a bit of room here, which is really great, and we don't have to put our health at risk, except when we go, you know, shop for the necessities, and then you got to bundle up. But other than that, we're all good.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the things I was wondering about, have you ever heard of an app called Quibi?
Yes.
I started watching programs on this app, and it just blows my mind how cool it is. Like 10 minutes or so, even less in some instances. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be cool to do a soap opera on Quibi?
Oh, it's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I would love to see soap operas. I mean, if they could bring back One Life to Live and All My Children in small doses, like – You know, in like 10-minute segments, once a day, you get a little something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and you basically, yeah, I absolutely. I think that's a great idea, and I don't know that you'd have to have a massive overhead or a huge production to do that.
Right. I mean, because like I said, yeah. with Quibi, the way they film it. They have. I'm watching some amazing shows. I mean, there's one called called Survive or something like that, and it's really deep about a woman who wants to commit suicide but then survive the plane crash.
Is that the one with what's her name from Game of Thrones?
No, not Game of Thrones. Yeah, so Sophie Turner. Yeah, yeah.
Sophie Turner. Yes.
Yes. That's with her, yes, and I highly recommend it. It's very deep. You probably want to watch some positive shows like Thanks a Million first before you start watching Survive.
Okay.
Yeah, Thanks a Million is a great show too. It's about celebrities who give about $50,000 or something like that. You give a whole bunch of money to one person. And then they have to take half that money and pass it on to someone else, and then that person passed on to a third person, and the third person, it's someone who's made a difference in your life, and you go back to like this one guy went back to a teacher in high school, and that teacher then paid it forward to a janitor who actually needed the money to have fertility treatments for his wife so they could have kids.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, it's a great, great app. They have there's this one program I'm watching, and I'm trying not to laugh. It's called Murder House Flip. It's where these house flippers, they come in and they remodel houses that had a bad history, you know, murder houses. And it's funny how they react to some of the stories of how, what the history of the house and everything, and how they turn it around into these nice looking places that I'd buy.
That's great. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and then there's a show called Chrissy's Court. It's got Chrissy Teigen. Remember her?
Yeah.
Well, she now plays a judge. I mean, it's kind of for humor. I mean, she's not really a judge, but it's really, really good. I mean, it's funny, and the episodes are like 8 minutes. I mean, you got 8 minutes when you're on the can, so watch one of these. And that's what I'm saying. This is great for. I would love to see a serialized soap on Quibi.
That's a great idea. You know, I will. That's a good. I could pitch that to some of our former producers, see if they thought about that, because it's a pretty new platform, right? Quibi, it's pretty new.
Yes. I mean, and there's not a whole lot of content on there yet, but I swear, people in the soap world would probably love it forever.
You know what? I'm going to check it out because I think there's a whole thing.
Yeah, and the best part is that you don't have to. If you sign up now, you don't have to pay for anything until July, and it's like $4.99 a month. With ads, and then if you want to pay a little more money and avoid the ads, it's like $7.99 a month. But yeah, it's fantastic, and so I'm watching free shows for the next 3 months. I'm thinking,
I'll check it out.
God, I would love to see some soaps on Quibi. I mean, especially I'm a big fan of One Life to Live and All My Children, but we're not going to get them back on network TV. But if we can get shows like that onto Quibi, I would, because they post once a day, and it's like within like 5 to 10 minutes per episode, what have you. So you can get a check-in on what's going on, you know?
Yeah. That's a great idea.
And they have great cliffhangers. Like Survive has a lot of cliffhangers. They know just when to cut off the story to make you wait for the next day.
That's smart. That's great. Cool.
And I think that's going to be the new way to watch soaps.
All right. I'll check into it, man. That's awesome.
All right. So anyway, I'll let you go. Yeah, I'll let you go now.
All right, man.
Okay. I will put you on hold and let Dr. David on. See what you two are doing me. Okay, you two both have the same name. Can you not have the same name? Okay, I will bring on the other David. Hey, David.
How you doing?
Hey, good, David. How are you?
Doing great. Being boy stuck in the house, but watching TV movies and but being boy with virus. I'm doing all right here, man. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
there's a lot of TV watching going on. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. And yeah, doing a lot of binge watching. My two favorite soaps. So I'm so behind. Okay, what's your favorite memory of working on Ed Returns? Your favorite memory working on Ed Returns?
My favorite memory?
Yeah.
Was that what you asked? Yeah. Oh God, I mean that's hard. Man, I don't know. I mean, I will always remember. I'll always remember the last day because everyone in the building came down and watched the last scenes being shot. So I was shooting that day with Colleen, and we were embarking on a new life together, Barbara and Henry. And at the end of it, after the end, we shot our series of scenes. Everyone, like we had like 100 people there, staff, and everyone just started applauding and crying because they knew that things were coming to an end. And then at the very last scenes that they shot that day were with Don and Kim and the spinning of the globe at the end of it. And it was really touching. And I always remember that. I don't know if that's my favorite memory, but it's definitely one that will always stay with
me. One of them, yeah. Yeah. You were on Castle. Yeah. What was it like working on Castle?
It was a lot of fun. I hadn't done a ton of TV in Los Angeles. And so, and that wasn't my first gig out there, but they really had a big operation. And so, you know, in terms of going, you know, it's LA. So there's movies and TV shows being shot all over the place, but it's pretty impressive how they can just go and take over a restaurant, for example, and shoot in there. And the woman I worked with, who was the heroine on that show, oh my God, her name just went out of my head. She was so nice, really wonderful lady, beautiful, and absolutely wonderful actor. And she was very supportive of me. I mean, she just really, you know, I think she knew that it's weird if you've been on a show like daytime for like 10 years, you're kind of like the regular there. And then when you go and be a guest star somewhere, you're the you know, the guy that comes on for a little bit. And if you're not used to playing that role, it's kind of strange because you don't know anybody. You don't know where to go. No one tells you anything. And so you it's really great when an actor, I tried to do that for people that came on to As the World Turns, if they were playing, you know, a short-term recurring or, you know, something like that. I tried to say, here's where the bathrooms are, here's where the makeup is, here's where the hair room is, because they won't tell you. So she did that for me. And so she was very, I really liked that experience. It was good. It was a good set.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay. Well, you were doing, you did a great job on Henry, Henry. I was the one in the place who wrote the show to keep you on there. I wrote the show to keep you on there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And yeah, so, but you're always welcome to come back anytime. Best for
Carly
Bertie. Well,
it's always fun
talking
to you.
My questions. Okay.
Okay, David, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, Trent, I do have like two questions. Okay, three. Okay, what is the new refrigerator right now? Because with this pandemic thingy, so what do you guys have left in the fridge, or have you guys actually gone grocery shopping?
Oh, yeah, we have gone grocery shopping. We actually live just a little north of the city. So we don't have the same, we're not in close contact with people. So we can get in the car and then like put on the mask, put on the gloves and go in and do some shopping. But we're pretty much, you know, it's all necessities here at this point because that's what we should be doing. So, but yeah, we're able to get groceries. Yeah.
Okay. And, my other question is, what is the show that you guys have been binge watching every night since this whole thing started?
Well, first of all, Tiger King, hands down. I've been watching Tiger King like everybody else. I love Tiger King. It was a great series. We actually finished it. We started watching something on Hulu called Baghdad Central, which I had never heard of before, and the central actor in that is phenomenal. And we just binge watched their first season. And what else have we been binging? Those two things took up a lot of our time that way. I think we're going to launch into a new series here. We may start watching, I think it's Brockmeyer, which is a comedy, and on Hulu. And I think we're watching a bunch of documentaries, like HBO does those things like The Fourth Estate and things like that about the press and politics, and we watch some of that stuff. But that's, yeah, I mean, there's no end to the choices, you know? No end to the choices. What do you think of Tiger King? Did you watch Tiger King?
Well, and also my other question, so with those ones, have you seen Frozen? And Frozen 1 and 2, like 10 times yet? I mean, you must have, right?
I've seen it 150 million times.
Are you sick of it yet?
I haven't seen it that much, but I've listened to the soundtrack that much. And I will say that Frozen 2, I wasn't as taken by the music when I saw it in the movie as I was the first one. And then I listened to it for, like, you know, 100, 120 times. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And now, I don't want to say I'm sick of it, but let's just say I'm done.
Well, yeah, and there's another Disney movie that just came out that might save you from Frozen called Brave. And it might be good for the kids because at this point they might be bored of Frozen. Let's hope. That's hope.
My daughter. But Brave came out a while ago, and I love Brave. That's the Scottish one, right? Isn't
yeah.
That the Scottish one? I love that movie. It's so much fun. It's got Emma Thompson plays the mom. It's such a great movie. I can watch that one a lot. Yeah.
Well, see, I mean, but thank you for coming on, and I will social media the heck out of the thing tomorrow for you guys, and remember to talk to Terry because I want you guys on together. Remember that. Remember you have a job tomorrow.
I already texted her, and she said she's happy to do it when we can find a time. Let's do it. Well, let's do it. Let's make a time. Let's figure out a time. So let's talk about
Tell
it.
Okay, well, tell her I'm happy now. So, yeah. But thank you so much for calling in, and we cannot wait to have both of you on again.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Stay safe. Bye.
Bye. You're on the air. Oh, no. Hello?
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, well, I just wanted to talk about his old days as Henry and just what I thought about Henry's true nature and his...
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. You didn't press one. And so that's why... Now I feel bad. Now I'm going to feel bad all night. But don't worry. Trent will be back on the phone with Terry Kahn soon. So if you follow me on Twitter, daytime six ninety seven six, I will let you know when he will be on again, and I will get you the first call.
Oh, well, that's so kind of you. I appreciate it. Daytime is just like one of my favorite formats.
Yeah, and
you know, it's almost like live
stage
on television. And I wanted to mention that I had watched I'm out in the Bay Area, and our Silicon Valley Shakespeare team did a rebroadcast of their 2018 production of As You Like It, an open-air production. And it was a watch party on Facebook, and the cast members chimed in and commented on their performances. And, of course, I had to donate. You know, it was a promotion, and I wondered if Mr. Dawson had thought of that. I know he supports live theater and participates in live theater, and I wanted to pass that along, that my local
okay.
One of my favorite
Are you on Twitter or Facebook?
I'll just catch you guys next time, and sorry I missed you, and I look forward to listening to Kathleen Gotti tomorrow.
If you can follow me on Twitter on my Colleen Zimbacco Facebook page, The Daytime After Dark. Message me, and I will make sure you get a talk to him next time.
Well, thank you so much. And, you take care. I look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, and so call again. I mean, tomorrow night, if you're a fan of Venner Hospital, we have Kathy Gotti, who played Dr. O, coming on. So if you want to call in for that, it's at the same time, 5 o'clock West Coast, 8 o'clock East Coast. So if you want to call in for that, you are more than welcome.
I appreciate it so much, and you take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Carly?
Hey, Carly.
Yeah,
huh?
I just...
Hello?
Of course I feel bad now.
Can I just say to the caller that if she's listening still, call in tomorrow. We would love to have you on, and we can can talk to Catherine, but you can just talk about anything that's on your mind in the world of soaps or anything like that afterwards. So
exactly,
if you're still listening,
yeah.
Call her. Please call her tomorrow.
Well,
and
yeah,
also Carly,
remember the rule, David. Dr. David, remember the rule. I just want to say, Venner Hospital yesterday was fabulous, great. I will never like now. Do not tell me what happened today, or people are gonna get seriously muted. And because I haven't watched yet.
I'm behind.
I'm sorry, but I do not feel sorry for Nell. I think she's a full entire brat, and Carly was never that way. And I'm sorry, Carly owns her set. So I cannot wait to see today's episode because, you know, it's really good. And tomorrow night, we have one of my other favorite person on. We have Dr. Kathy Gotti, which I'm so excited for. I'm so
Carly,
it's
can I make a suggestion?
To have her on, so
yeah,
I'll be looking forward to
Carly
that.
Carly and if the other David can hear this, we would love to get Catherine's TV daughter on General Hospital, Britt, on to talk not only about what's going on in GA, but her upcoming.
DJ, are you on?
Pardon
me? Yeah, now I'm on. No,
Bobby,
do you hear me?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
Everyone's here.
I just wanted to say that I want Neil dead.
Sorry.
Dead as a doornail. And I do not want to hear that I'm mean for saying that. I am not mean. She targeted my girl this whole time. She targeted Sunny. All this bullshit, you know, come on, it's Zach's fault. Zach was the one that brought the psychopath in. They're like, oh, let me just think. $1 million to buy a kidney. Where was the justice in getting Zach's ass in jail? The justice never happened for Zach and his suitor because buying a kidney on the open market or even buying someone's kidney is illegal. And he should even go down now for that.
Oh,
and the
okay.
fact that he isn't, I just, I'm still married, and I don't want to
this sounds
that
like I'm sorry, Carly, but this sounds more like something that would normally would see Sammy Gray back in the day do on Days than what I'm seeing now on General Hospital.
Well, yeah, and so I have a question for you guys. So with the quarantine, what are you guys watching? What are you guys doing? Dr. David, go first because you talked the longest.
Ha ha, really funny. Oh, it is the last. But seriously though, I'm doing a lot. Like I said, I've been watching Quibi lately. I've been watching a lot of Amazon Prime, and I'm watching a lot of old shows on DVD I haven't seen in a while, like Once Upon a Time, things like that. You know, I'm trying to keep active as best I can, though, because when you're stuck at home, you're stuck at home.
Also, David, you next. Brother David, the PR guy. I'm going to call Dr. David, and I'm going to call David the PR guy. That's sold. So, what have you been watching, buddy?
Which reminds me, by the way, the latest, I'm following the latest news on Doctor Who. Even though everything's all shut, the production's all shut down at the moment, looks like there's a lot of stuff going on with the magazine, a new story that came out. It was written by a previous showrunner. What's his name?
Stephen
Moffat. He wrote a beautiful story that I highly recommend you read.
You don't want to get muted, Dr. David, do you? Because I will. I totally will tonight.
I'm sorry.
David.
PR David, you can go. Next.
What are you watching?
I'm catching up on soaps. Most likely.
Oh.
She's trying to catch up on soaps. I'm watching them Starfire and Jack of Matt. I'm tired of movies. That's it.
Okay, and Bobby, what are you watching, my little Bobby?
Well, I just started watching because today there was supposed to be baseball played today, minor league baseball, but like the majors, it's been postponed because of this, and I don't know when it's going to come back and if I will be even allowed to go to a minor league baseball game this year, depending on if they want to play with or without a crowd. So I've been watching old minor league baseball team games of our minor league baseball team from last year to just kill some time during the day. And on Sundays, just watch movies off of the DVR that were on Hallmark Channel and some of the other movies and Netflix. So I'm basically just, because I have several movies from ISC, the Hallmark Channel, and Lifetime that I want to play catch up with, even if before all the sports come back, if they ever allow it to happen. So I'm just playing catch up with all of the movies I've been missing, and also movies off of Netflix as well. But I haven't gone to Tiger King.
I'm watching people. I'm watching a lot of primetime shows I need to get caught up with. I'm watching Little House on the Prairie because I find it very calming. I'm watching The Facts of Life. I'm watching Different Strokes. I don't know why. I'm watching, I'm also watching movies. And, okay, I'm kind of wondering tomorrow, you guys, if the government will actually, we might get the money tomorrow. And,
Yay, money.
All right. I have a question, Carly, because I'm just puzzled by that. It's Good Friday tomorrow. Does the Postal Service even run on Good Friday? Because it could be possible it could be Saturday or Monday.
Wait, that was Bobby, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's me. I was just wondering.
Okay, Bobby, what did you say again?
I know Friday is Good Friday, but is the Postal Service even running tomorrow? Because I was thinking if they're not running
I think it will run. I think it will run. It'll probably run tomorrow.
Okay.
I definitely
can get my check.
So you mean even if you're on SSI, I think you're getting a check, right? And that's what I've heard. Dr. David, what do you think about it?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear a lot because I was making some popcorn there.
We are talking about the money that we might get tomorrow from the government.
Oh yes, I heard about this. I don't know if I'm going to get any of it because I have disabilities and so on. But they said that I might be able to get it, so I'm waiting to see.
Wait. Okay. Can I ask you a personal question? If that's okay. Are you on SSI?
Yes, I am.
Then you will get it, right? Bobby and David, that's what I read. Did you read the same thing?
If I get the money, then that'd be great.
Yeah, David, I hope it wasn't a personal question like that. I was trying to see because, you know, this has confused a lot of people. And so, but the research I've done is, you know, yes, we will, you know, people that are on it will get it. So, I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to stay up all night and see if it hits my bank. I don't know. You know, because who's going to say no to extra money at this point? I'm not.
I don't think so.
I need extra money.
But
we don't have to worry about paying it back or anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yes,
that's good, but I want to say that I want Trump gone. I'm done. I'm done with you. I am done with you lying to the American people. I'm done with you saying that you didn't know the SIB was coming. Yeah, you did. You knew this in January or December. And then we are in April. Wait, most, wait. April, right? We are in April.
I gotta say, vote in November.
I'm gonna say this. I will never like Trump, and no one can make me like the bastard, because I'm saying he's making people die. What will wake him up? What will wake him up from seeing this was not a hoax? This is not a hoax. This wasn't anything. This was a virus, serious virus.
Right. All I'm saying is Biden and Michelle Obama take it. Joe Biden president and Michelle Obama vice president in 2020.
Oh my God, Dr. David hung up. Oh my God, I hope I didn't do anything. I did not hang up on him, for the record. I did not. This office is full. So, off the record, on the record, I didn't do anything. Honest. I put on the host. Yeah.
Dr. David, I'm sorry.
David, Maggie are a crazy family. I mean, yeah, we fight, we fight, but we make up, and we usually look after each other, and just because we are crazy, you know, family, which is okay. It works for us, but we are going to end the show because I'm losing my voice and I don't want to lose my voice for casting.
I have an idea for our PR man, David, that I want to just test him. If we can get Britt from General Hospital on somewhere down the road, because I know that she's recurring both on days and GH, it would be great, because I figure we can get Wally Kirk, who does the same thing. Then I figure, why not we get Britt on, because she's doing three shows right now.
I'll talk to Kathleen. We talk to Kathleen next. Then a good word.
Yeah, and you guys, we cannot buy over Kathleen except in mine. I know, I'm being funny, you too. And I just want to say that we are doing an incredible job with our interviews during this quarantine time. And just remember, you guys, this won't last forever, but it really, really sucks. It really does suck. And I'm not complaining. I'm just sometimes sitting in your apartment day after day kind of gets to you. And if you already haven't done it, I recommend go on Amazon and buy Mo's book. You guys, it's the best book I've read in a long time. It wakes up people, and Mo put the stigma, there's never been a stigma on mental illness. And you read the book, and you can see what he went through. And it's a great read, and he left you into positive general hospital, too. But knowing what, I read this book, and it took me half of the night to finish it. I will say it's a great book, and also I recommend it. And I wish Christoph was here, because if he read the book, I don't think he would have felt alone. And that makes me sad, because I miss Christoph every day. He should be here. Zulian should be here. Both of them should be here. And the hospital failed Zulian. And I never had school field, Kristoff, so I'm sorry. I'm still bitter over it. And I don't think I'm ever going to get over it because if they're not one day on that way, you know, they should be here.
I agree.
Yeah, and so just, guy, try and get the book.
Yeah.
You know, try and get the book, and we will be back tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
8 o'clock our time. 8 o'clock Pacific.
Yep. Okay.
8 o'clock our time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, David. Bye, Bobby. Bye, Carly.
Bye. Bye. Tomorrow with Kathleen Gotti. Good night.